It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Yeah.
Number five.
15 agents of the federal government showed up without warning at Alderman Ed Burke's office in City Hall around 7:30 in the morning, making them by far the first people to be in City Hall.
They had brown paper with them, too.
They told staff to leave, and they pulled the brown paper across the glass doors, blocking the view while agents completed their work, whatever that happened to be. Then another team of agents showed up at Burke's office in the 14th Ward and papered over the windows there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of brown paper.
Mm-hmm. Now, I kind of had this, imagine this moment of where are the feds going and buying the brown paper from?
Oh.
They had to send a guy, like the team that goes in there.
Well, and they had to pre-scope to know that they had so much glass that they needed the brown paper in order to keep, you know,
this is something an alderman should know. If there's a guy dressed as a workman who is measuring the glass of your glass door,
or in a nice suit with a nice haircut,
yes,
that would also be a tip off.
Now,
and he's got brown paper in his hand.
Do you think they use the never measure? Because they could use the never measure. That'd be a good way to do that. I think
feds could use that.
Yeah, they could use that. But where do they go and buy the brown paper? Where do you go?
Go to the Office Depot? Maybe.
Is it Home Depot? Where do you get that?
It looks like butcher
U-Haul?
Paper.
U-Haul's a good idea. Maybe go to the U-Haul.
Menards.
Okay, four guys in suits with perfect haircuts and earpieces in, standing in line at U-Haul.
Black trench coats.
Right, with big, long, those rolls of brown paper.
Right, hauling it out in unmarked vehicles.
I don't know how that works. All right, now the Sun-Times reporting that the agents left the ward office with a cardboard file box, a computer, and two computer monitors. And they also said the agents left Burke City Hall office 7 hours after they got there. I don't want anybody in my house for 7 hours, right?
Not even us. We're not even allowed to see your office.
6 hours and 59 minutes, you got to go. And at City Hall, the agents went out the back way. Out the back way.
The back way?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not the front.
Here's Dean Placco. This is what Burke said to Fox 32's cameras about what happened today.
I've been in office for 49 years. I've been under investigation in the past. Nothing has ever come of it, and I've always cooperated, and I'll cooperate with whatever this investigation is.
Hey, in this city, careful how you use the word cooperated. You know
True. Mayor Emanuel wouldn't comment on about asking. He said it would be all about guesswork, so I'm not going to do that. Governor Rauner said, long overdue. And then the follow-up from Rick Pearson, I believe.
Finally, the truth!
Was, are you saying anything that you know that would lead you to make that comment? He said, long overdue. Repeated it again. So,
you know what we got to do? I think we got to get a Rauner in here for Knarble. Have a couple drinks with him and have him just spill.
The outgoing governor. Yeah. That would be fun.
I mean, when he was
probably
here,
enjoy that.
Right before the election,
mm-hmm.
and we said this to him on the air and off the air. I appreciate what he tried to do. He wanted to do something.
Absolutely.
It didn't work out.
He didn't get the coalition he needed in order to make things happen.
But he's got it was a tough gig. And I think if we get him some Mike Ditka, big ass red,
kick ass red,
and start. Shoving it down his throat, he might start telling us some things.
Could happen. We should put out the invite.
And another thing. You know who? Yeah, Rahm Emanuel's shorter than he even looks on TV.
This is some kick-ass wine.
I love this stuff.
Go Bears.
Would you like a Ditka Stogie while you're at it?
Oh, gee. 612, brown paper comes and rolls just like Christmas wrapping paper, and people are saying Menards is a go-to spot for that. It's paper drop.
You pick up a frozen pizza while you're walking out.
In the paint section, in case you're looking.
And some beef jerky and some dog food.
They do have everything.
They got everything there.
Snow blowing. Guys in suits. Guys in perfect but also fairly cheap suits.
Yes.
Wear it with one earpiece in. all standing in line, talking into their cuff to each other.
Perfectly gelled hair.
Right.
Exactly. No hair out of place.
Right. Exactly. And like $100 haircuts,
And
too.
I feel like to blend in, they wore like some Timberlands.
No, they don't know. They have no idea how to blend in.
Well, that's
no. They think
saying.
A suit. That's why I've always wondered about Grant the Porter from Harry Cares. I've never not seen him in a suit. And I think he's a Fed because Feds wear suits.
He does dress like a Fed.
They wear suits to go swimming.
And he has the black trench coat that's kind of nondescript as well.
So that is. All right, here we go.
Questions to ask him.
Yes, checking in at
number four.
President Trump took a few questions during the White House press lawn appearance today. He likes to just go out there with the helicopter. Even if he's not getting in the helicopter, does the helicopter land and start whirring out there? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hey, Chinaman, I don't hear what you're saying. There was one reporter somewhere from Asia, and then there was a reporter with another very thick accent asking him questions, and he takes those questions, and then he turns and goes, I don't understand what you just said, and then walks away from him. It's like
is that the right way to deal with that?
Really, that's, I don't think the right way to do it. I really don't. I mean, you have an international press corps there. Let's be a little respectful. And the fact that that's what's America. In America, we're the big dog. We're the most important nation on the planet. And these are people who are trying to represent. And I mean, I don't know if the Chinese government necessarily, they're going to send the most independent press over here. But I have no idea where this person was from. Mm-hmm. I just imagine how Trump thought about it in his head. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Watch that. If you can find that on YouTube, and it's just he's completely condescending to the people from other lands. Well, then why don't you just tell the White House Press Association they're not allowed to have foreigners there? Why don't you do that next?
Have an English test before they're allowed to.
Maybe a little tear gas. The light tear gas junior when they try to get into the White House to ask questions. Anyway, this is not what this is all about. No. So. He was asked about Michael Cohen pleading guilty to lying to Congress about the Trump Tower Moscow.
He was given a fairly long jail sentence, and he's a weak person. And by being weak, unlike other people that you watch, he's a weak person. And what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it. We were thinking about building a building. I guess we had in a form. It was an option. I don't know what you'd call it. I decided ultimately not to do it. There would have been nothing wrong if I did do it. If I did do it, there would have been nothing wrong. That was my business. So he's lying very simply to get a reduced sentence. Okay.
I like how he kind of drops that notion of, like, unlike other people I might know, Paul Manafort. I love you, Paul Manafort. Stay quiet, Paul Manafort. Pardon anyway, Paul Manafort.
We got to talk to Renato Mariotti about that when he joins us, because there seems to be some conflicting news about whether or not what he can and cannot do
in the
business world while running, not president as president, but while running for office.
Correct. I think he has a misunderstanding. Now, you can forgive him misunderstanding this because he's an amateur at this, right? This was his first time ever running for anything.
And he already had deals in the works, you could argue. That would you stop them? What is his responsibility?
You know, unfortunately, I hate to keep going back to this, but in the summer of 2015, he appeared on this radio program, and I asked him exactly that.
You did.
And he was like, don't worry, it's all going to be fine, was his answer to us. Was, what about your kids? You got a business going? Do you really want to give up all of this? Kids are totally in. They love it. They're all behind us, and we're going to be fine. Business, you know, it's. And I never understood that part. It was the thing that always amazed me, because the guy has been a very alternately successful and unsuccessful, but he's pretty legendary businessman in America, at least made himself very legendary.
Absolutely.
Right? His name's on everything. I mean, the only guy who's got his name on more stuff is Ditka. Maybe we could make the Trump Tower the Ditka Tower.
Oh,
I think Chicago would get
nice
behind
change.
That, wouldn't they?
I think you should start a petition on that.
Ditka Tower, Moscow. How about that?
He's all big right. in Moscow, I'm sure. Coach?
I'm sure he is. He looks like a lot of those guys, right?
He's got the stash.
Yeah. Let's get your 3, 2, 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
is day three of the trial of the three Chicago police officers accused of a cover-up of the Laquan McDonald case. This week on Chicago's Best, thin, crispy, and squared cut, it's tavern-style pizza on an all-new Chicago's Best Southside, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's we're moving along here on the top five at five because
sure
we have to.
Number three.
In an alternate universe, Al Gore might have won the 2000 presidential election and made the United States the face of global efforts to stop Earth from warming. But Gore lost. He went on to make a career out of advocating for the environmental changes. Is he dead? I'm reading this for the first time. Is he still with us? Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make
age 70.
I hate to get to the end here. Let's see now. Where are we heading here?
About climate change?
We're going to explode.
Okay, I see where we're going. Okay. I'm sorry. I should have read this in advance, but mm-hmm. this is just
pre-reading is overrated.
Yeah, that's exactly what Donald Trump said. It turns out that on Trevor Noah last night, Al Gore ripped President Trump for his constant denial of global warming.
You know, it's really significant that Donald J. Trump is now the face of climate denial. And there are those who are still giving him their loyalty and trust. And I get that, believe me. But the vast majority of Americans, not to mention all around the world, are really kind of, they've had it with
right.
the constant craziness, if you want to call it that way. When he's the principal global face of climate denial, I think that's a cue.
You know what, Al?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to suggest this to Al Gore, also to Bill Clinton and to Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Retire from public life. Get out of the way. One of the reasons that Donald Trump found traction is because people found the Clintons and you really annoying. And it's not getting any better. The problem is, if there is a guy, the one thing that the Trump folks say about the global warming thing is that it's a whole complex. It's its own industry, right? And when Al Gore started trying to sell people carbon offsets,
mm-hmm.
right, it did seem like, oh, they are monetizing this. Either we're for the environment, we're going to do this out of the goodness for the future of humanity and our kids and grandkids and so on and so on and so on.
Yes.
Or we're going to make a really concerted effort using the science, best available science to us and the best available ways to do it without ruining making it worse or ruining our economies, right? We can dent them, but not ruin them, not wreck them. That seems like a reasonable thing to do.
Yeah. It does.
Grandstanding is not a reasonable thing to do. I'm mad at everybody right now. I'm taking no prisoners.
But the administration dismisses the entire report.
They're totally wrong.
It's not based on facts.
They're totally
wrong. Not science.
Wrong.
And, you know, it just...
But I think I need a new face. I need a new guy.
A new guy for the that movement?
Yeah. I need a new guy. And Al Gore is just not helping me with this.
Beto from Texas.
Yeah. Maybe Beto.
Ocasio-Cortez says some kind of her things.
No. I see something bad
spokesperson.
Number two.
Southwest Airlines gate agent is in trouble after he posted a picture of and the name of a five-year-old on social media.
She had epilepsy, too.
Right. Her name was Tracy Redford. And the girl's mom says the agent made fun of the name and even posted a photo of her boarding pass on social media for others to chime in.
The mom's name's Tracy Redford.
Yeah, the daughter's name is not.
Daughter's name is ABCDE.
Right. That's what I meant to say.
Ab City.
And this is a problem.
While I was sitting there, she took a picture of my boarding pass and chose to post it on social media, mocking my daughter. The gate agent started mocking my child's name, laughing, pointing at me and my daughter, talking to other employees. So I turned around and just said, like, hey, I can hear you. So if I can hear you, my daughter can too. Like, I'd appreciate if you just stop.
How about that?
your kid's name is ABCDE, you're going to get some scrutiny throughout life. I mean, that's going to happen. I guess you don't expect it from the airline employee to then sort
put
of
it on social media.
Put it on social media. That was just not.
That's wrong.
I saw a report online, though. In 2014, 230 kids were named ABCDE.
ABCDE?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Seems like a lot, but I guess not in the majority.
Number one.
You know, we've heard of Netflix and chill, but Macaulay Culkin's taking it to a whole new level. He told Jimmy Fallon last night that he has often indulged women who want to go on a date with him just to watch Home Alone.
Yeah, it's something that's there. It's like a thing. It's like you got like a new girlfriend, and then, you know, you're just flipping through the channels, and then there's Home Alone, and she's like, "Huh? Hey, you wanna watch it?" And I'm like, yeah. "You wanna watch Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, don't you?" And she's like, "He's like, yes."
But do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I have indulged that. And most of the time, I'm just muttering my lines under my breath. And it's like, keep the change, you filthy animal. Like, you know,
come on.
Listen, you know, whatever gets her motor running, I guess.
Oh, man. Everybody's got to have a move, and that's his move.
That's just creepy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That defines creepy right there. And you know what? This entire top five is defined creepy.
The top five at five.
Kim's got the news.